before it happens and sort out the matter and the situation before trouble comes. I want you to hear this message very importantly. The message that I want to share with you. There is trouble that is there. And there is a person who is praying in trouble. And there is another person who trouble has not yet come. And he is praying to stop the trouble. These two are different people. If you're hearing the message, raise up a hand. I'm following prophet. So there is a level of prayer. Why it is important to pray before trouble? The reason why it is important to pray before trouble is because when you pray inside trouble, your prayer is not a prayer that comes from your spirit. It is a prayer out of anger. It is a prayer out of sorrow. Ladies and gentlemen, it may even become soulish. Ladies and gentlemen, the prayer when there's already trouble, it is a prayer out of panic. I'm going to give you one example in the Bible of a man who prayed, or a woman who prayed when she was already in trouble. In Genesis 25, verse 21, we see a wonderful situation, a powerful scenario. But this situation is happening when there is already trouble. And I want us to read this scripture together. Genesis 25, verse 1. Now Isaac pleaded with the Lord for his wife because she was barren. And the Lord granted his plea, and Rebekah, his wife, conceived. Now read with me together. 1, 2, 3, go read. Now give me amplified version. 1, 3, go read. Now, Rebekah was a wife of who? Of Isaac. She was barren for 25 years. That's the time Isaac was coming into prayer. This trouble could be avoided if Isaac prayed before what? Now, give me the scripture. The Bible says, and Isaac prayed much to the Lord for his wife because she was unable to bear children. Now, verse 22. Two children struggled together within her, and she said, if it is so, that the Lord has heard our prayer, why am I like this? And she went to inquire of the Lord. The Lord said to her, the founders of two nations are in your womb. I just want you to hear this statement. Isaac prayed for his wife. There was already trouble. You are already married. You are already barren. For 25 years, that's the time he's going to pray. You must understand, when there's trouble, when there's problem, your prayer also is influenced. Imagine you are told that you are, oh my God, this is cancer. The doctor's like, oh my God, he's coming to you, he's shaking his head. This is cancer, this is serious. Imagine the prayer you can pray at that time. This is why preemptive prayers will stop cancer before cancer arrives. Don't wait for the doctor to say you have got sugar. We must stop sugar today before sugar comes. Don't wait for the bank to tell you we are repossessing your things. We must stop the trouble before trouble comes. And today the Lord sent me with this assignment. He said, you're going to go and tell my people they must stop the trouble before the trouble comes. Tell your neighbor, we're going to pray and stop the trouble before trouble comes. I want to share with you advantages of praying before trouble, or advantages of preemptive prayer. Number one, preemptive prayer keeps the enemy keeps the enemy at bay, keeps the enemy at a distance, keeps the enemy far, keeps the enemy far. Write that statement, very important. Keeps the enemy very far. Number one. Number two, gives you the ability to have wisdom to plan ahead. You got the wisdom. Number three, helps you to expose hidden forces of darkness. Helps you to expose hidden forces. Expose hidden forces. Number four, it helps you to avoid pressure. You don't have pressure. Number five, eradicates panicking, or helps you not to panic. Helps you not to panic when trouble comes. Helps you not to panic when trouble comes. Now, there are so many, but let us look at these five major ones. Now, let's look at this. Ezekiel chapter 4, verse 1 to 3. The Bible says, "You also, son of man, take a clay tablet and lay it before you and portray on it a city, Jerusalem." In other words, you must take clay. I don't know here in South Africa, but in Malawi when I was young, we used to take clay. And who would make anything we want to make? All right, but you see, in those days, see, this generation, they'll be buying, you know, and they'll go in a shop and buy, and they're using remotes and all these things. You see, so God said to him, take clay and build a city with the clay. Marakato, sheik pre-idia. Take clay. Somebody said prophetic instruction. Now God said to him prophetically, he said, before trouble comes, I want you to do something very prophetic. Some people wonder why. I said, take your oil and I begin to anoint you. It is because we do some certain things before trouble. Oh, you are not understanding him. Now, God said, take clay. Now, go back to the scripture. Take clay. Portray a city. Lay siege against it. Lay siege against it. Build a siege wall against it. And heap up a mount against it. Set camps against it also. And place battering rams against it. And all around. Verse 3. Moreover, take for yourself an iron plate and set it as an iron wall between you and the city. Set your face against it, and it shall be besieged. And you shall lay siege against it. This will be a sign to the house of Israel. Watch. There is no war yet. But God said to a prophet, take clay, make a city like buildings, all right? And make a wall around the city. And with the clay, make enemies to surround the whole city. Do you understand? But you must build what? A wall. Prophetically, He did something before the war came. This was preemptively acting on the war which is not seen with eyes. There was no rumor of war. But he went forward and built a wall around this city. It looked like a game, but it was not. When we read the scriptures down, we find out there was war. And the enemies failed to penetrate, not because of physical wars, but because of spiritual wars, which were put by Ezekiel in spirit, in prayer, before the war came in. Am I communicating with somebody in this place? Ladies and gentlemen, there are things we do. If you are sensing a war somewhere, if you are sitting here and you are sensing a prophet, it seems somewhere there will be a time where the bank may repossess my things because I don't have money, I haven't done anything yet. You are in the right place because today we will pray before trouble. If I got somebody here who says my marriage looks like it's breaking apart, before the marriage reaches the level of breaking apart, we will pray in advance to avoid that day. It's a preemptive prayer. It's a praying before trouble. We got people here who are having a serious situation. The doctor said you're HIV positive and you are worried, you'll be sick and you're going to die. But ladies and gentlemen, preemptive. We're going to pray before the day where you will be sick on the bed. We'll make that day never to happen. Oh, I'm talking to myself. Preemptively. I got a situation, prophet. It seems like there is trouble coming. It seems like there is, I don't know what's going to happen. Listen to me. There's what they call preemptive prayer. We pray before trouble. Don't wait for trouble to come. Don't wait for trouble and be like, oh, now, hey, when I pray, hey, let's pray. No. We pray before. If I have somebody here who says, prophet, it seems like there's trouble ahead of me. It seems like there's nothing I can do right now. My things are going down. And when I close my eyes, I'm seeing darkness ahead. Listen to me. Before you meet that worst situation, before trouble, don't wait for trouble to come. It is good. God is giving you a time. There is trouble coming ahead of you, but God is giving you a time so we can squeeze the problem. We can stop the problem. All my children are into drugs. My children, you are waiting until they get arrested. They should be coming here now to say, pray for my child is in jail. I want my child to come out of jail. Preemptively, before trouble, we will pray today for their deliverance. I have no money. Oh, I don't know what's going to happen with my rentals and all these things. I said, we can pray for a solution before you are evicted. How many believe we can do that right here? Are you here? Now, Ezekiel, as a prophet, prayed for defense before the enemy had put the city under siege. Now, I want to show you an amazing story. I want you to go to 2 Chronicles 20. 2 Chronicles 20, verse 3. And Jehoshaphat feared what? Verse 1. Go verse 1. So let's see fear there. It happened after this that the people of Moab with the people of Ammon and others with them, besides the Ammonites, came to battle against Jehoshaphat. Look how many people are coming against him. the people of Ammon, Moab, and others are coming to fight with one king. When the enemy wants to finish you, when demons want to finish you, they don't come alone. They combine, they make a force. We're going to finish this man. We're going to finish this man. Now, verse 2. The Bible says in verse 2, it happened. Then some came and told Jehoshaphat, saying, a great multitude is coming against you from beyond the sea, from Syria, and they are in Hazazon, Tamar, which is El Gedi, or known as En Gedi. And Jehoshaphat feared Syria, Moab, Ammonites, and others against one small king. And the Bible says, and he feared and set himself to seek the Lord and proclaimed a fast throughout all Judah before the enemy came. Did you hear that? Before what? He heard about it. He heard enemies are coming. Don't have to wait for the day of war. You don't have to wait for the day of battle. When you hear a rumor, when you hear a bad report, the Bible says he proclaimed the fasting. How many are hearing? How many are hearing this message? The Bible says he proclaimed a fast. When he heard there is a trouble coming, preemptively to pray before trouble. And I'm here for somebody who is really saying, Prophet, I want you to pray with me. There's trouble ahead of me. Whatsoever don't you know that is about to happen to me that is not good, I want you to stop it. And I'm going to pray for you today preemptively. We're going to stop. We're going to put a wall around your house. Hallelujah. Amen. I was watching CNN and I heard Trump every day saying, we're going to build the wall. I'm telling you, fuck, we're going to build the wall. And I'm seeing some people saying, we don't have to build the wall. And Trump every day saying, we're going to build the wall. We have to protect our country. And I'm like, okay, look at this man. Spiritually, do we have people who are aware what he's aware? You see, Trump, he is saying, we will do this to avoid. There's a trouble he's foreseeing. And before trouble comes, we must build a wall. You as Christians, before trouble comes, have you built a wall? A wall that even if the devil wants to penetrate your finances, he cannot. Even if he wants to penetrate your marriage, he cannot. Even if he wants to come to your children, he cannot. There must be a wall. Don't wait for trouble to come. Don't wait when you are bankrupt. Don't watch when things are wrong. Today we're going to build a spiritual wall. Tell the neighbor next to you to say, we will stop the enemy before he comes. Tell your neighbor, your problem, you never stopped him before. Say, I knew your neighbor when you already had a problem. But not this time around. I'm going to stop your future problems. Clap your hands for the Lord Jesus. Now go to verse 3. The Bible says, and Jehoshaphat feared and proclaimed a fast. Now go to verse 22. 1 3, go read. Did you hear that? in verse 3, he prays in advance. In verse 22, go to verse 22. In verse 22, now when they began to sing and praise, he is going to war. He leaves the weapons down. Oh, maybe you must understand this. Go to verse 20. No. You must hear this. Go to verse 20. So they rose in the morning and went out into the wilderness of Tekoa, and they went out. Jehoshaphat stood and said, hear me, O Judah, and you inhabitants of Jerusalem. Believe in the Lord your God, and you shall be established. Believe his prophets, and you shall prosper. Now, verse 21, the Bible says, and when he had consulted with the people, he appointed those who should sing to the Lord, not to fight, but to sing to the Lord, and who should praise the beauty of holiness, as they went out before the army and were saying, praise the Lord, for his mercy endures forever. Now watch this. When the day of war came, instead of Jehoshaphat panicking, instead of Jehoshaphat thinking, what would I do with these enemies? He had already prayed in verse 3. On the day of war, all he was doing was to praise the Lord. All he was doing was to sing songs of praises. Because he knew he prayed before the day of trouble. All he was doing was to praise the Lord. He was doing to worship the Lord. He had put people in front. They didn't go with the weapons. Nobody carried a gun. Nobody carried a spear. Nobody had a bow in his hand. All they had was singing songs of praise. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. His mercy endures forever. Imagine the enemies, six camps of enemies. They are ready on the battlefield, waiting for you to fight. And these men are approaching them, not with weapons. They are coming, worshiping the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Now, the enemies are ready. But they are saying that they are not coming against them with the spears. They are coming singing. Ladies and gentlemen, there's a secret I want to teach you. Don't think Jehoshaphat didn't hear. He heard a multitude is coming against you. Just like you have heard. The bank wants to repossess something. The doctor said this about you. But what are you waiting for? Why are you waiting until the day comes where you've been in great trouble? Some of you, it's not that you have heard, but you have perceived that something can happen to me so bad. We need to pray before the day of trouble. How many are ready to do that? How many are saying we want to pray before the day of trouble? Are you ready for that? If you are ready, raise up your hand and say, I'm ready, prophet. The Bible says, Jehoshaphat did not panic. All he did, when the day of war came, he began to worship. And what happened? The Lord set ambushments. Do you have an idea how the enemy will be ambushed after today? Do you have an idea how your problems will be ambushed? The word ambush, or to be ambushed, it means to be taken by surprise. You have no idea how things will turn around. Your enemies will be taken by surprise. Your problem will be taken by... When they're thinking, today's his downfall, today is her downfall, boom, it's your rising up. The Lord set ambushments, surprises to your enemy. Everything that is coming against you, it will be surprised. It's ambushments. Are you hearing me? When everything looks like it's going down. Do you see, some of us, no matter how trouble we meet, we never look shaken because we handled the situation before it happened. We knew it was coming. We prayed for it. That's what people are like, but you don't look shaken. Jehoshaphat didn't look shaken. Jehoshaphat, in fact, he was praising the Lord. He was singing, no weapon in his hand, because he knew he defeated the enemy in prayer before the day of trouble. Oh, what's going to happen? What's going to happen? No, 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 no. We don't do like that. What's going to happen? What's going to happen? We don't panic, because we handle the situation before. Can you imagine? Can you imagine what we have gone through only this year? Only in January. So many things. And people are coming. So do you think your church will be there? Do you think people will be still be coming to a church? I said, I handled the situation before. So nothing is going to what? If we never handled the situation before prayer, there's a saying which say, hit the shepherd in order for the sheep to scatter. But when we were hit, instead of the sheep to scatter, the sheep gathered. Because preemptively, we prayed before trouble. Tell your neighbor, now, 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 now. My trouble is over. I am handling my situation right now. I'm gonna pray before trouble. Watch this. So after today, any trouble you will meet, should I tell you what you must be doing?
Oh yes.
Just smile. Because you'll be saying, I already